This summer marked a pivotal moment of Syracuse's battle against childhood lead poisoning. The Common Council passed the city's first lead ordinance, codifying some of the best practices for mitigating the impact into law. In the third part of our series on lead poisoning, WAER's Sydney Gold finds out why Councilmember Joe Driscoll pushed hard for this legislation.
Common Councilman Joe Driscoll has been fighting to eradicate lead poisoning in Syracuse since his election in 2017. With some of the highest rates of poisoning in America, it was an obvious cause for Driscoll, who saw lead poisoning as a major barrier, particularly for low-income communities of color.
Syracuse has one of the worst lead crises in the nation. This is already an unjust situation of economic inequality, and then for it to increase the obstacles that those individuals would be facing just seem like injustice on top of injustice to me.
In response to the crisis, the Common Council passed its first lead ordinance over summer 2020.
So the biggest thing that it does as a foundational element is establish the basis that all housing stock built before 1978, when lead paint was banned, are now considered potential lead hazards.
The ordinance also made lead a code violation, another step which allows the city to intervene and remediate homes with lead and allocates further funding for abatement for affected homes.
So we check the environment and hopefully, you know, we can beat the problem before it surfaces.
But the coronavirus has slowed the implementation process. Budget deficits and furloughs across city government have prevented new hires, and in-person training sessions became impossible.
We had hoped to implement it early in 2021. We had hoped by now we would have a lot of it in place and we'd be moving forward. And now it's looking more like early 2022.
While the lead ordinance marks significant changes to Syracuse's approach to lead, it is only the beginning of the journey to a lead-free city. Next week, we'll meet some community members in the nonprofit sector who have been fighting alongside and sometimes against the government for a lead-free Syracuse.
For WAER News, I'm Sydney Gold.
This series is a collaboration with The Stand and the Newhouse School of Public Communications. This and past segments are all available on our website, waer.org.